Welcome to The Sovereign CEO, a podcast where we explore what it really means to become powerful beyond measure. Expect to hear incredible stories about possibility, creativity, business, self-mastery, and of course, the Great Awakening. I'm here to be your hype girl, to give you strategic tools that help you win, and to shed a light on things that you really need to know. Let's work on mastering your mindset and mastering your mission so you can build an empire, live a purpose-driven life, and create more freedom within it, no matter what the world around you is doing. Okay, everybody, welcome to another solo episode of the Sovereign CEO podcast. So I am repurposing this once again. I like to do this with you guys. So I have the podcast streaming, and then I have you guys up with me on Instagram Live. So you guys will have an opportunity to ask me some questions later too. Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome. So if you're listening at home here, I'm just on Instagram Live here at the exact same time. So if you want to join me live, pop on over here. So you can drop your comments in, and I'm going to teach you something. I want to hear your comments about something. Welcome. Okay, so we had our weekly coaching call inside the Sovereign CEO yesterday, and silly me, I never hit the record button. So if you weren't there live, you're going to miss out on the content. But I didn't actually really want you to miss out on some of the things that we were talking about. So I thought I would record a quick podcast here and hop on Instagram Live to talk to you guys all about social media. Because this is something that's been brewing a lot in the atmosphere. Mark Groves just announced that he was leaving social media. There are very, very good reasons for us to pay attention to this topic right now. Now, not everyone uses social media for business. I do. A lot of people use it just for entertainment, to stay connected to friends. There's lots of reasons why you might want to have it. But what I want to talk to you guys about is, how do you use your social media strategically? And what can you do to grow your social media account in a sustainable way? Oh, what are these weird little AI things? I'm getting like the thumbs up and the celebration things. Those are so weird. So we talked about this in our coaching container yesterday, because a lot of you are feeling burnt out. You're feeling pretty burnt out by social media. I have totally been there. It's distracting, and it's way different than a computer screen like I have here in front of me. Why? Because it's not just one screen. It's a million screens within the screen. It's not just one workshop, one email, one opinion. It's billions of opinions in your face all the time. It's super distracting. If you're not careful, you can really get sucked into tunnel vision. And I believe it's actually the tunnel vision that robs you of your life. It's the tunnel vision on social media that robs you of your creativity. It's the tunnel vision that robs you from doing the most important work in your business. So Mark Groves leaving social media has brought up some really good conversations. I think it's time that we start having these. Now, I don't think you need to have an all or nothing approach with these apps. If you want to leave, I totally understand. If you want to throw your phone in the lake, totally get that too. But I also see a lot of opportunity here. I see a lot of opportunity. Back in the day, if you guys wanted to start a business, you would go and you would take your briefcase and you'd have to go walking down the street, knocking on doors. I don't know about you guys. I don't want to do that. I also live on an island. That's going to be really hard for me to do, to knock on some doors. I'm going to have to get in my boat and then park it at different docks and then walk up, knock on those doors. It's going to take me forever. So I have no intention of doing that. I am going to leverage free marketing for as long as humanly possible. But that being said, I want to be very careful to use them well. Because what Mark has truly highlighted is Meta in particular, and so Facebook, Instagram, they're stealing your creativity. They're stealing your energy. Because you guys might have heard me talk about an energy vampire a lot lately. Well, what is stealing my energy, your energy? It's these things. Let's look at Instagram alone. Just within this one app, I have my grid, I have my stories, I have threads, I have my broadcast channel, I have my DMs. Talk about like a million screens within the screen. Now, this is just one app. Now we have entrepreneurs that are also participating in on Twitter, on Facebook, on Substack, on YouTube. We're fractured into a million different pieces. And a lot of us are not here messing around. We're here to deliver solid material and really good content. We're putting a lot of effort into it. Yet that effort may or may not be rewarded because A, there are 2 billion people on this app, but also the algorithms, censorship. Is this really good content that we're creating even getting to the people that we want it to? So Mark, for example, has 1.1 million followers. That's amazing. He deserves it. 1.1 million people are not always seeing his content. So we have to play into the game. We have to play the rules. And the rules are always changing. The algorithms are always changing. And I'll be honest with you guys, I am not an algorithm expert. I pay attention to trends, but also I break the rules. I do break the rules quite a bit, especially with some of the things that I'm talking about. Yet it still works just fine for me. What I'm really interested in about this conversation is how do you preserve your energy and your creativity so that you can keep going? Because the truth is your business is not a sprint. It is the long game, right? This is not a get rich quick scheme. These things that you want to bring to life, chances are like this is the career that you're carving out for yourself. This is your future. This is not a one and done. So we talk a lot about energy management and mindset inside the Sovereign CEO for just this reason. If all you had to think about was strategy, you guys would all be millionaires by now. If that's all it was, if you just had to focus on business strategy and work hard and that was it, everybody here would be rich right now. But it's not just that, because there are a lot of people here in this live on these apps that are working really, really hard, that know a lot of good strategies, who simply aren't in that place where their business is making significant amounts of money. Why? Because it's not just about working hard. And working hard alone can burn you out. If you just focused on these quick tips and algorithm hacks and you were constantly creating for this app, that's not going to guarantee you results. It's not just about posting 2 to 3 times a day. I did a post about that the other day. It's not just about doing 2 to 3 posts a day. It's about the strategy that you're going to use. So personally, I get burnt out on these apps only when I have tunnel vision. So when I have tunnel vision, that means I'm not zooming out to look at the big picture stuff. It means I'm waking up and going into these digital platforms and I get stuck there. You guys know what that feels like. You know what a scroll hole is. So that means you are creating on the app. That means you are seeking inspiration on the app. And all you can see is the stuff that is being presented to you on the app. That's going to create hardcore tunnel vision that will get you nothing. It's going to make you very, very busy. Very, very busy. You're going to get all these things that you think is inspiration. You're also going to get comparison fatigue, but you're not going to zoom out and actually ask yourself things like, is this a good use of my time? Is the piece of content that I'm posting right now relevant to my goals for the month? What is my strategy for the month? What are my goals for the next 3 months? What is the plan for my business for 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, and beyond? We need to break that tunnel vision wherever possible in order to get really good results for all the effort that we're spending on this app. So the social media landscape is changing. It's changing. You guys are changing. The conversations that I'm having with people inside of the Sovereign CEO community or in my private containers, most people are kind of on the same page right now. We're in this very weird time and space. It's not COVID anymore. That's not where we're living, but it's certainly not back to normal. And we've all learned how to, we've at least learned the why behind getting our businesses online right now and the importance of it. And we might have learned a lot of cool things, a lot of strategy, a lot of tech and how to get ourselves here. But also, people are getting burnt out now. And we're starting to ponder, like, how do I really want to show up here? What is the long-term strategy? How do I have a digital business, use apps like social media, without it taking my life over? You know, the whole idea behind having a digital business is that you create more freedom in your life. But if you left your 9-to-5 and all of a sudden you are a slave to these social media apps and you're creating content 24/7, well, that's not freedom. You just switched who your master was, who your boss is. We don't want to live that way. I believe it's totally possible to leverage these apps for good so that you can get your time back, so that you don't have to live here, yet you get to tap into these free, amazing tools and amplify your business. But it's going to take some discipline, it's going to take some boundaries, and it's going to take a whole lot of strategy so that you don't get sidetracked, because they're super distracting too. This is a thing. The tendency is that we gravitate towards trending content, the quick tips, the algorithm hacks, because those are quick and easy and we get immediate gratification. So what's an immediate gratification? We get comments, we get likes. Those memes that I post, that's immediately satisfying for me. Hopefully for you too, because they're fun to make. That's just for fun. I continue to put those things into my content because it does get noticed, it does get shared, and I genuinely actually just really love doing them. It's an outlet for me, and I know you guys appreciate them, so I keep on doing that. That alone is not, that's not a social media strategy. A strategy is way more foundational and a little less sexy. It's not necessarily immediate gratification. It's not seeing a ton of comments, a ton of likes necessarily. It can, but what it is actually you building your brand, setting goals for your business, and creating metrics around that to track whether or not what you're doing is actually working. So what kind of foundational work do I mean? I mean focusing on who your ideal client is and knowing this inside and out. Most people really breeze through this part. I work with a lot of clients one-on-one. I help them with their branding. People come in and they're like, yeah, my client is like women 35 to 45. They have hormonal issues. Like, check in the box. That is so surface level. And there's a million other people doing that right now. So we want to go a little deeper. So when I say, who are they? I mean, what is their value system? I mean, what kind of language do they use? What kind of thoughts keep them up at night? What do they desire? If it's their birthday and they're blowing out the candles on their birthday cake, what are they wishing for? So that's a really good test, by the way, to find out if you really know your ideal client inside and out, because I have an eye for content, guys, and I look at this kind of stuff really closely. Coaches, I'm going to call you out here because it's a particularly hard industry, because you do a lot of things for a lot of different people, and your tendency here is to be very vague with your language. For example, I see a lot of things like, my program will make you feel empowered. I will help you shed your limiting beliefs. On the other side of this, you're going to live your best life ever. Okay. I'm calling myself out as well. We all do this, FYI. Everybody does this. That is super vague language, no matter your industry. So do the birthday cake test to find out if you really know your ideal person. Would your ideal client say that on their birthday? Okay. The cake just got delivered. It got plopped right in front of you and you go to blow out the candles. And what do you wish for? I wish I could shed my limiting beliefs. I wish I could become my most empowered self. No, nobody is talking like that. So we got to change the way that we talk. We really got to know our people inside and out. This is why we need market research, which is another thing we teach in the Sovereign CEO. We got to figure it out because I have made programs before and I've written the copy and then I did my market research and I found out, oh, that's not what people are thinking at all. I'll give you an example. When I created the Sovereign CEO community, I thought I was shifting people from fear into this place of personal responsibility where they could radically transform their life with money, preparedness, work that they love. So what was that first starting point? Fear. When I did my market research, my copy was you're scared and like through this work you're not going to be scared anymore. And then when I did market research, what I found was nobody was actually scared. What were people actually? They were overwhelmed, they were burnt out, they were feeling apathetic. That's a very different answer than scared, right? So without that kind of market research, you're not going to actually know what your ideal person is thinking. So super important. We teach that all the time inside the Sovereign CEO. So foundational work. Who are they really? Number two, where are they? Like you might love Instagram, but maybe your person doesn't live here. Maybe they live on Facebook. Maybe they live on LinkedIn. Maybe they're hanging out on Pinterest. Maybe they like Rumble. Maybe it's YouTube. So I think it's important that you enjoy your time on social apps as well. So like personally, I don't like Facebook. I don't like to see some small town opinions. There's a lot of like negativity in there. I call it complaint book. I just don't like it. To be honest, even if my ideal client lived there, I might not head over there. I'll be honest with you. So you matter first. But also, where are they actually? Like, if I found out that all of my people were not on Instagram, they were on Twitter, you better believe I'd get my butts over there, right? If I could handle that, if it was okay with me, I want to bring my energy to where the people are. So pay attention to that. Foundational work is also, who are you really? You as the brand. A lot of you guys are hiding behind your brand. You're hiding behind your business. You're not showing your face. You're making the faceless reels. You don't want to like show up and do the Instagram live or the talking. I think it's important because there's a million people doing what you do, guaranteed. People buy from people. This question came up in the Sovereign CEO yesterday. Here's a great example of this. What happens if someone makes the exact same program as me and it's way less expensive? It doesn't matter because people buy from people. Yes, there are price shoppers, but to be honest, like a price shopper probably isn't your ideal client, just someone looking for the lowest price. People buy from people. The yoga studio that I use, for example, the one that I love that's online, it's $88 a month. Why would I do that? I could do Peloton for $20. I could go to YouTube for free. Why do I do this one? It's more expensive. I like how they do it. I like the teachers. I like their style. So there's lots that goes into pricing. That's a whole other conversation that we don't have time for today. But people buy from people. So they want to know you're a real human being. They want to know that you're of high integrity, that you share their values, that you talk like them, that you want the same things as them. They want to know what's going on in your life behind the scenes, and you can choose how much of your personal life that you want to show when you're building your authentic personal brand. But I believe it's non-negotiable that you really do allow people to get a 360-degree view of who you really are, right? Are you nerdy? Are you funny? You don't have to say controversial or polarizing things, but you do have to show elements of you, the human being, because people buy from people and they won't buy from you unless they know, like, and trust you. If you're not letting your people know you, then those other two things can't happen. Okay, here's more. Where are you? Where are you? So where are you in this time and space in your transformation story? So this is your brand story. This is your personal transformation. This can also be your client's transformation. You don't have to know it all. Be honest with people on these apps. I see a lot of dangling of carrots when it comes to sales here. People that are honestly out of integrity. They are saying, like, join my program and you can make $10,000 a day. Or they maybe had one high cash month ever in their business and they're pretending like it happens every single month. Always be truthful when you're advertising on here. Integrity is everything. People will know. They'll know. And they'll know when they get into your world whether or not you can do that for them. So don't promise things that you can't deliver on. Don't teach on things that you haven't mastered yourself. It's okay and actually really relatable to tell people what you're working on, what you're trying to figure out, what's not working in your business, what is working in your business or your health journey or whatever it is that you promote. Be honest with people. Okay, some other foundational work. How does your audience like to receive you? So there's different ways of creating content. You can create content that is entertaining, educational, inspirational. There's lots of different ways to show up. What you'll notice is the accounts that are doing really well right now, they're mostly one way. Like, you go there and they're always inspirational. They're always educational. They are always funny. That does really, really well because people like consistency. That being said, most of you I know are probably a little more multidimensional than that. So it's okay to play with the different types of content. Just look for consistency and narrow down wherever possible. So I'll give you an example. People love it when I am funny or when I am vulnerable. They love those two things. Funny, cool, vulnerable. Yeah, we got you. People hate it when I'm inspirational. Anytime I make an inspirational reel, you guys are like, beat it. But I can take the exact same content, topic, the things that I'm teaching on, and I can make it funny or I can talk about it in a vulnerable way, and then it lands. So we want to pay attention to that. What kind of content is received best? Some other foundational work is your brand, your core brand message. I would say 90% of the clients that I work with, that is the thing that they come to me for. Their messaging. Their messaging is muddy. Or they think it's good, yet they're not bringing in sales and conversions into their business. So that's almost always the first thing that we look at. Your brand is not your color palette, your logo. It's not that. It's your messaging. It's what are you really here to do? What is the point of all that you do? So you have your core brand message, and then you also have your four brand pillars. You want to get really good at talking about less things. Oh, Old Man Junkin says, we love the inspirational. Where have you been? Because most of the time I get shut down at those reels. So I love the core brand pillars because I'm a Manny Gen. I am multi-passionate. I have multiple businesses. I like to talk about a lot of things. So my brand pillars give me space to play. So I can talk about quite a few things. But if I show up here, and this is the error, if I showed up on social media and talked about 25 things, I'm just going to look kind of crazy, right? And no one is ever going to have any idea what I'm all about, what I can do for them, what my brand is. It's way too much. 4 is kind of the magic number. What are those brand pillars that you can circulate through? And your brand pillars might be what you do, or they might be who you are. So a brand pillar can be a value, aka freedom, but it can also be something really practical like digital marketing, outdoor camping. It can be that as well. So when I do brand pillars with people, I kind of like to mix it up, what you do and value system, who you are. That'll give people like a well-rounded look at who you are. And then you create content evenly amongst all those things to the best of your ability. Niching down your brand even more involves taking those 4 brand pillars and finding unique stories that incorporate multiple different pillars. So my pillars are self-mastery, business mastery, authenticity, and freedom. My secret sauce is going to come from, my unique content is going to come from taking a little bit from one pillar and mixing it with another. So how I found more freedom in my life through digital marketing, for example, or how I use authenticity as my branding superpower. This is where you start to create unique content. You don't want to just be going to social media and looking at what other people are doing and then just copying and pasting because it like worked for them. No, you want to find your own stories, your own unique spin, your own thing. And I get it. We're tired. There's lots of things to do in business and life and all the things. But where did I start in this live, in this podcast? I said, it's really important that we preserve our creativity. Taking ideas from other people, and I have been guilty of this too. I am not perfect, y'all. But how do we preserve our creativity and better yet, enhance our creativity? We want to find unique ideas and unique concepts from our stories, our history, our transformation, the thing that's actually happening behind the scenes in our world with our clients, with the people that we work with. And the last foundational thing that I'll mention today is conversion and community management. These apps are called social for a reason. So a huge reason that I have built this account as big as it is because I am very social on it. I really care what you guys think. So I'm pretty active in the DMs. I'm super active in my broadcast channel. So in my broadcast channel, I coach. I ask people what they're working on this week. I offer them free coaching. I do polls. I do question boxes. And then I answer them. And when people show up in my DMs and ask me genuine questions, I will send them a video back. I will send them a voice note back. It's a lot of work. And I love it. I do. I was talking with Sean Newman on my podcast yesterday, and he has a text line, and he allows all the podcast listeners, to text him. And at first I thought that was kind of crazy until I realized, oh, I'm doing the exact same thing with my DMs. And I love it because 95% of the messages in there are incredibly positive. It's like love notes, people telling me nice things, support, asking me questions, people asking me about my programs or offering me suggestions for like next podcast guests. Like, it's awesome. I love it. It's helped me grow my account a lot. So that actually has to be part of your strategy. It's not just about posting something and then walking away. You're building a community, you're building relationships, and you're really dropping the ball as a business owner if you're not interacting with people. That's really how you leverage social media apps. And I do not mean just like heading over to people's accounts and just like hitting the heart button or leaving a comment just because. That's not relevant or meaningful. I mean actually connecting and having conversations with people, actually caring. That's a big difference than just heading over and leaving some hey girl messages or hearting something. So that's big work. So what I hope you're hearing from this social media strategy conversation is that a social media strategy is not how to make a trending reel, how to hack the algorithm. It's really about building your brand, setting goals for your business, using analytics to track the results of that. Like, this is real boss stuff. This is not you playing around. And I know you guys are not here to play around. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been here on this account. You're here to grow a business. So a couple quick tips here. So how do you grow your account in 2024, knowing that the landscape is changing? So I am going to give you some tips here, some like quicker ones, but the keep your eye on the foundational stuff. Cool. But here are also some quick wins, because I like to give you guys quick wins too. Notice what's trending. Notice what's trending well, but then add your unique style and spin. Okay? Don't just use a trending audio, do the voiceover, walk away. Make it unique. Add your unique style. How do people like to receive you? So don't just make sure that it's fun and entertaining. How can you relate that piece of content to your brand and your brand pillars and your core brand message? Make the goal to entertain people, sure, but offer as much free value as humanly possible. My branding coach, Robin Savard, said, pretend like every piece of your content someone paid you for. How would you show up differently if someone paid you to make that one piece of content? You probably wouldn't just slap it together. You'd probably put some pretty serious effort into it, yeah? I love that like quick little mindset hack. Trending audio and styles of content will reach people further, but don't get stuck on that. Don't just get stuck on what gets you notice. Make it relevant to your work and the big things that you're here to do. Number two, try out all the different types of content. If you're new at this, let me warn you, everything will feel weird and cringy. If you're new to this, everything will feel weird and cringy. Doing your first Instagram live, you're gonna sweat. Doing a carousel post, your first meme, a talking reel, it's all gonna feel weird and awkward. You gotta put your time in with the different types of content at first. And then once you've done it, like at least a few times, then notice, hey, what am I really good at? Am I better at writing than I am talking off the cuff on an Instagram live? Or am I better having something scripted? Or do I like those like infographics? And do I like to spend time in Canva? And like, does that also land for my audience? Once you notice what you're good at and what feels good for you and what your audience likes, then double down on that thing. But try out all the different things first. Number three, get into other people's spaces. A lot. Do collaborative posts, Instagram lives with guests, tag people in your stories, engage with your audience members, check out who your audience follows and engage over there. Like, you got to think, I got to get out of my own space. I got to get out of this tunnel vision that's just my account. I got to expand my reach. Just like in the old days when we didn't have social media, if you wanted to grow your business, what did you do? You networked. You'd go to like your business bureau events and shake some hands and network. You can do that on social media. It's funny, one of my mastermind students said yesterday that she didn't want to use social media for her business. It wasn't working for her. And I said, great, that's no problem, because the way that I teach, I don't teach people one way. Like right now we're talking about social media because I'm literally running a social media workshop tomorrow. But I don't even think everyone needs to have social media. But what's important about social media is the social aspect. It is the networking. So use these apps to network and make actual relationships, not fake relationships. Like, don't cold DM people just trying to like hustle them for your programs and services. Real relationships. Number four, some of you are going to hate this. The people pleasers, you're not going to like this. Just bring it. Bring it. Bring your energy. Bring your imperfections. Bring the cringe. Speak your truth. Talk about your values. Make cringy content. Brag. Talk about why you are the one that they want to buy from. Talk about your authority. Be excited. Because here's the thing. This is going to upset some of you guys. Nobody cares about what you do. It's true. Nobody cares about what I do. Nobody cares about your program. Nobody cares about your product. Nobody cares about your course. You have to make them care. So if you are slapping something together, if you made a freebie just real quick on Canva because you could, or an ebook, and you're like, hey, I could sell this for $7, but you're not in love with it, if you're not excited to talk about it, if you're not excited to sell it, nobody is going to buy it. Energy is real. Energy is real. So you need to be excited about the stuff that you're doing. Energy is real. Manage yours. I've talked about this on other posts. To maintain my energy and to enhance my creativity, I batch create my content off of the app. I sit for long periods of time. We have our content creation call every single month inside my coaching membership. And we sit for a couple hours. I give you guys prompts and we sit and we write and we create all the content for the entire month using our brand pillars. This is really so good for your brain and your creativity, because it's not just about trending audio or hacks on social media. It's really good stuff that you want to talk about. You will enhance your creativity and your own intelligence if you do things like this. So I create content off of the app. I also look for inspiration off of the app wherever possible. What does that look like? Books, y'all. Old school books, workshops, YouTube videos, podcasts. I take a ton of notes. I got notebooks everywhere. Because as someone with like ADHD too, like these apps can take my energy, and I know how important it is to manage my energy. The benefit of creating off of the app too is all those beautiful ideas that you write down, you can turn those into other things that are not for social media. You can take those things and you can turn them into a podcast. You can take those things and turn it into a workshop. You can take those things and turn it into a Substack article, a blog, a whole dang program if you want. Because you've broken out of the tunnel vision where you're just seeing social media and how do you create for social media. No, take those things that you create and make them into bigger, better things. And let social media just be the place where you talk about the awesome things that you made behind the scenes. Okay, I don't want this to go too long, so I'm going to leave this here today. My social media strategy workshop is tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. It's only $37. You're going to get more than double your money's worth. It's ridiculous how low we set that. And we're going to talk about social media strategy. Social media strategy. So again, I'm not talking to you about how to make reels, how to build a solid strategy for your business. How do you leverage social media to generate more revenue for your business? How do you enhance your creativity, making better content, not just for this app, but for the other things that you do without getting burnt out? How do you manage your energy? How do you get your time back? How do you leverage the gift that free marketing really is without getting burnt out? Cool, guys. I'm just going to hop into the chat here real quick. Solid advice. My content guy has mentioned a lot of this to me. Side note, how amazing is Deanna? Deanna is amazing. Deanna is always amazing. Oh, and you're in Toronto. So good. Also, am I wrong? Is it your hubby who's got the outdoor account going might be mixing you up? I think you're thinking of Sarah Swain. Her husband, Rob, has Primal Hunting. I think that's what it's called. I am also married to a bushman, but he has no social media. It's funny, actually, that this is my chosen profession at this moment. My husband was a athlete. He did backcountry skiing and snowmobiling. He skied for Monster and Red Bull, big brands. And he did that way before social media even arrived. And when social media started coming out and the brands were like, all right, Dan, you need to have social media, he was like, no. And they're like, no, really, you need to do social media if you want to continue working with us. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that. So if you saw, you can go look. It's Dan Treadway. It's the saddest Instagram you've ever seen. He doesn't care. He doesn't go on it. He doesn't spend time. There's like pictures of him hunting and fishing. I really respect that about Dan. Like, he just doesn't care. But he also didn't need to. He was able to build a ton of brand relationships and just focus on photo and film and not use the apps at all. So again, I'm gonna teach you social media strategy, and you don't have to use social media at all for your business. And we talk about that a lot inside my mastermind. There is no one way to do business. I do have another call here, though. I'm gonna hop off. If you guys want to join me tomorrow, drop the word workshop and I'll send you the deets for the workshop tomorrow. Okay, amazing. You're already joined? Okay, cool. So good. Okay, join me tomorrow if you guys can. If you can't join me live, there is going to be a replay. There's going to be a ridiculous amount of value in that workshop. I promise you, it's going to save your time. You're going to like social media again. It's going to be fun again. I promise you. Check it out. So again, drop the word workshop and I'll send you guys the deets for that. Okay? I hope you like that quick episode about social media strategy, preserving your creativity, saving your energy. Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to focus on. Just a quick reminder here, at the filming of the podcast, tomorrow is my social media strategy workshop that is going down March 27th. 2:30 p.m. Eastern. If you can't make it live, I'd love for you to be able to, so I can really maybe get my hands in your own business strategy and we can talk about that one-on-one. Otherwise, there will be a replay available. And if you like this content, we talk about this inside the Sovereign CEO all the time. It's the most accessible way to get really high-level coaching for peanuts every single month. So check it out. It is in the show notes. I will